Line up and wait.
This is Aviator Cast, Episode 7.
Calling all aviators, pilots, and aviation lovers. Welcome to Aviator Cast, where we close the gap between real aviation and flight simulation. Climb aboard, buckle up, and prepare for takeoff. Here's your host, Chris Palmer.
Welcome, 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 aviators. You've landed at Aviator Cast. My name is Chris Palmer. Airplanes are just awesome to me. Just today, I ran outside to see one flying low overhead. Even after all these years, I still love it all and just can't get enough. I'm also a pilot, an aviation educator, writer, and I have a super hot, awesome wife. I'm the founder and owner of Angle of Attack, a flight simulation training company, which is bringing you this podcast today. Aviator Cast is a weekly podcast where we talk about the spirit of the aviator. We believe flying is an art form, one that we have to continually practice and master. This mastery is gained through a focus on continual learning, human factors, humility, and a commitment to excellence. Each episode of Aviator Cast will have a real flight training and a flight simulation topic. Our desire and mission is not only to create awesome aviators, but also bridge the gap between real aviation and flight simulation. Show notes, transcript, community discussion, and links for this episode can be found by going to aviatorcast.com. So thank you so much for being here. This is actually a special episode of Aviator Cast. I have an announcement today that I want to make. I think you guys will be really excited about this, kind of a new initiative that I'm starting. But just welcome to Aviator Cast if this is your first time, and just really appreciate you being here. Really appreciate all the comments coming in too, and I actually have one that I wanted to share with you guys today. This comes from Geo-70 from the United Kingdom. He rated 5 stars here on iTunes, and this is what he said. He said, Chris Palmer and his team do a fantastic job in bringing alive hot topics in modern aviation. This podcast is unique because Chris addresses both real pilots and serious users of flight simulators. So much to enjoy, so much to learn. He continues, if you are either training for your pilot license or simply getting the basics studying with a flight simulator, I highly recommend this podcast. And that is the review. Thank you so much, Geo-70. I wish I knew your real name. Really appreciate it. I just found out today how to actually get the international reviews. I was only seeing the United States reviews before, but we have quite a few international listeners. And I just thought that one was really great. Just kind of pull it out of there. And this just goes to show that aviation and the love of aviation is kind of a universal thing. There are so many people around the world, no matter what language they speak, no matter what the culture they're in, it seems that there are just almost everyone appreciates just how incredible aviation is. So it's really cool to see one come in from the United Kingdom. And, that's something that I'm actually familiar with, is that there is a big contingent of people that are absolutely in love with aviation in the United Kingdom. A lot of the customers and trainees here at Angle Attack are from the United Kingdom. And in fact, a lot of the people that are on our team are from there as well. So, the United Kingdom, big, big place for aviation. And, your little corner of the world, no matter where you are, you have a part in all of this, and you are a part of this great aviation community that we all have. And if you are within the reach of my voice, you are part of it. I was telling someone the other day that one of the first orders I had come through nearly 7 years ago when I first started Angle of Attack and, I released our first training, one of the first orders I had come through was from a guy in Greenland. And that just totally blew me away. Some guy in Greenland was aware of flight simulator and he wanted to do it seriously. And I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. All right, so that is it for the intro here. I want to get right into this segment here. This is going to be the flight training segment, but it'll be our only segment for today. But this is where I will reveal the big secret, the big announcement I have that you will want to be involved in, most likely. So here it goes.
flight training segment.
All right, so what is all this fuss about? What is this big announcement that I'm keeping from you, keeping you on the edge of your seat, wondering just what I have up my sleeve? What could it be? This is Aviator One-on-One. Aviator One-on-One is a new initiative that I'm starting where essentially I will take one student per week, one trainee per week, and I will mentor you for a couple hours and give of you my time to assist you in getting off on the right foot with your real flight training or with your simulator training. So that could be anything to do with just getting set up with your simulator. It could be finding the right flight school or finding financing or just getting an idea of what it takes to become a pilot. I know that there are specific challenges based on where you are in the world. So we'll study and tackle that together. There are just a lot of different options here. So this is a randomly selected person that I will take each week, and we will go through and we will have personal time together. So what it'll include, it'll essentially include 1 hour of talking about what you need for flight, moving forward in your flight. So if you have a specific thing that you're struggling on, if you're struggling with takeoffs or landings or flight planning or fuel calculations or center of gravity calculations, you know, everything is open. Anything that you need to talk about, anything that you want to talk about, anything that you're struggling with, we can talk about that. And we can do that in a medium that works for you and works for me. So what works for me is that I would like to talk on Skype. I would like to do that through a messaging system of some kind. So we will figure that out and figure out what or how we can communicate. And then on top of that, I think a 1 hour Skype call as well would work great so we can actually speak on voice. Now, obviously, this poses some issues when we're talking about international because a lot of you may not speak English as your first language, but if you speak good enough English, then we can go ahead and we can do that. Maybe you write English better, and so you'll opt to actually have that hour, or rather both hours, on text chat. So that's essentially 2 hours per week, or in that week time frame that you'll get from me. Now, I'm only going to have one student per week. So that means that that's kind of your week. That's when you get your couple hours. And then from there we're kind of complete. And I move on and assist the next trainee. So initially, I actually only wanted to do one of these a month because I am pretty busy. You know, creating Aviator Cast even is a big challenge for me. It just takes a lot of time. On top of that, I have angle of attack to manage and some other things. And also, you know, just regular everyday life, spending time with my wife, enjoying my time going running and staying healthy and making meals together and attending religious services and all those things that just come with normal everyday life. I do keep myself busy, so I can't just take on a ton of students and always serve those people one-on-one. So this will be kind of a week-long deal where we have those couple hours where we get to chat one-on-one, just you and I. And then during the rest of that time, we'll have open communication via email. So we can pass email and messages back and forth and communicate that way as well during that week. And then kind of the last thing you'll get as part of Aviator 101 is community recognition. So during this entire time, I'm going to keep good notes of what we talk about and the topics that come up. Because what I've learned is that when you go through flight training initially and you get down the road and you have a bit of experience behind you, kind of like in my sense. Now, I'm not putting myself out there as some big professional and bigwig. I'm just saying that, you know, I have hundreds of hours underneath my belt. I won't say just how many, but I have hundreds and hundreds of hours. So you tend to forget when you're in that situation, you tend to forget what it was like when you were going through training. It's just been so long and the perspective is just different. So what I find is that when speaking one-on-one with trainees at Angle of Attack, I find that that just really great questions come out that I wouldn't have thought of, things that I just hadn't had that perspective on, or things that I never really thought about in the first place, right? Maybe that topic just made sense to me and it was really never a question in my mind. And I took it for face value, whereas someone else kind of delved in deeper and said, well, you know, well, what about this? So there's that community recognition part to it. I will take copious notes of what we go through. And so I can share that information. I can share that training with others in the community. I don't know how I'll actually deliver that. I don't know if I will deliver it. Right now, what I want to do is I just want to serve you guys one-on-one. And I just want to have the opportunity to teach people one-on-one and make a difference one-on-one. I really love what we do at Angle of Attack in that we teach people how to become better is something they just really love, and that is flying and flying airplanes. And we teach them in a way that makes them safe pilots and allows them to do things better than they otherwise could. So, you know, that's what I'm really passionate about and what I'm really excited about with teaching you one-on-one is just the ability to get in there and speak with you one-on-one and see where you go from point A to point B, what it's like when we start our week, and then what it's like when you're done. And obviously, that's not the end of your journey. You have so much more to learn, but it's definitely a good start. So I hope that's really exciting to you. Again, this is all kind of picked at random. I'll pick someone at random with a randomization software that'll just kind of pick a number out of a hat, if you will. And then that person will be the student for that week. I'll give you a heads up. And stuff like that. But it should all work out. Now, as you can imagine, there are some qualifications that you need to meet in order to take part in Aviator One-on-One. I don't want to make it too difficult for you guys. Really what I want to do is I just want to make this easy to where, you know, you can get qualified and you can get set up to potentially win, if you will, win the opportunity to have some one-on-one time and some mentoring. So here are some of the qualifications or the qualifications that that I will require of you when you sign up or put your name in the hat, if you will, for Aviator One-on-One. Number one is you must read and write English to a level that we can communicate. I don't speak a second language. I certainly don't speak many different languages. I'm learning a little bit and delving into a few languages, but I'm not proficient at all and definitely not to a technical level where we could talk aviation. So you need to be able to read and write English to a level that we can communicate. And then there's the voice component of that too. That's not completely required because I know that a lot of you can read and write English, but you can't speak it. And so we could potentially do all of this Aviator One-on-One stuff just over text chat, if you will. And I'm sure that would be really beneficial to you. But at the same time, if you're listening to my voice right now, you probably understand English. I just don't know how well you can speak it, but that will be kind of a requirement. So that kind of brings us to the next one is you must have access to Instant Messenger. I like Skype the best. That's what I use the most. And that's where I'm the most available. But I have some others listed here later on when you actually go to apply for Aviator One-on-One. You must have a mic of some kind if we are to voice chat. So that's just very straightforward. You must have enough free time to dedicate a few hours during your week. So if you are allotted to be the trainee for that week, you just need to have a few hours to where we can actually hook up and communicate. I'll also require basic contact information for you. I'd also like a picture of yourself. A good headshot is preferred. This is just good. So when I actually go to share with the community what basically what we went through and what we learned, I can share kind of your story and who you are and what you're about, and show with them or show them your passion for aviation. You know, we all have a lot in common. There's this incredible common thread between even flight simmers and real pilots. And we all have this common thread. We love aviation. So I want to make that personal. I want people to be able to see you for who you are and know that, you know, you are a real person often wherever. And you too have this love for aviation. Another small requirement I want to do here is just share something from AOA via a tweet, a Facebook share, or sharing on a forum. Just anything from Angle of Attack that you've learned, even this podcast here with AviatorCast, share it somewhere, and then you'll essentially prove that you have shared it just with a screenshot or a link to where you shared it. Really, really simple. I don't require too much. Just that you actually go out and you actually share something that we do. The last two requirements, these are the most important, so listen up. You must be passionate about aviation, and you must be ready to have fun. That's what it's all about. You've got to be passionate and ready to have fun. All right, so here's a few things that actually aren't required. You don't have to have a simulator. You might be a real pilot looking to get into flying, or rather a student pilot that you're about to start your training, or you're a real pilot and looking to get into simulators to help augment your training. So you do not have to have a simulator. That may actually be a topic that we talk about, is setting up your simulator. So that is not a requirement. Another is you don't need to be a real pilot. I think we've covered that plenty well. You don't need to pay me anything or feel obligated in any way. This one is completely on me. This is not for any type of monetary value on my part. You know, this is just something that I want to do for the community and something that I feel will benefit you guys and will be really helpful. The last thing here is age or gender is not a requirement. However, if you are a minor, I will require that I get legal permission from your parents to essentially have the opportunity to talk to you. So I know that some of you may be 16 or 17 and you're about to get into your private pilot license right out of high school, or get your license right at 17, and you need to, you are a minor still, and I'd need that permission. So really simple there. But that's basically it. How you're going to sign up for Aviator 101 is I have a form here that I'll have you guys go through and apply. So all of those requirements that I talked about earlier in how we're going to communicate, what your name is, what your email is, all of this stuff, this will essentially enter you into the pool for Aviator 101, and then I will randomly pick those. This is the only way you can get in to that pool. So you can find that form if you go to the show notes for this episode of Aviator Cast. So just head over to aviatorcast.com, go to episode 7, and you will find the information there for that form. You can also head to flyaoamedia.com/aviator101. And no spaces or dashes there. That's just flyaoamedia.com/aviator101. So that is it. I'm really excited about this. I really look forward to working with you one-on-one and having the opportunity to see what your challenges are. And from there, what on a more global scale we can do here at Angle of Attack to improve what we do for the rest of the community. Now, there will be a lot of entries here to Aviator 101, but the chances are still pretty good that you'd be selected to be one of the trainees during one of these weeks. So I'm really excited to have you apply. Please go apply. It would be a great opportunity to learn more from you. I think I'll learn more from you than you'll learn from me, but I will definitely give of you my time and my expertise in having been in this industry, this flight simulation industry, for 7 years, and being a pilot for almost 11 years now. It's hard to believe that it's been that long, but all that time, all the things I've learned in between, of not only going through flight training myself, but educating myself with continued learning, whether that be books or videos or whatever it is, and also learning through experience, choosing to learn through experience when I was actually, when I'm actually out there flying and experiencing those things that happen in the air, choosing to learn from those experiences and allow those to positively impact who I am as a pilot. So all of that experience will be at your disposal during our time together. And I'm just really excited. I'm really excited to get to know you guys one-on-one. So that's it for this episode of Aviator Cast. This is just something I wanted to focus on and make sure that you knew how important it was to me, this Aviator one-on-one, And so I wanted to dedicate the whole episode just to Aviator 101 and just tell you about it and tell you that it started and get you to go sign up and so we can get into the training. So I will take on the first trainee next week. So we're going to get we're going to get some people, including you, jumping on and applying, and then I will select somebody and we'll start right away. We'll just get that started right away, and perhaps I'll report back on the next episode of AviatorCast, but it should be a lot of fun. I think some great things will come of this, and we'll see exactly where it goes. Next episode, we'll get back to our regular schedule where we will talk about a flight training and a flight simulation topic. In addition, I'm actually going to start another topic. I'm going to start a scenario-based training topic. I want to talk to you guys a lot about that subject coming up in the future, and it's going to be a common thread in what we do from here on out. Now, I don't necessarily like the term scenario-based training. I think it's better said story-based training, and you'll see exactly why in episodes coming up. But that will be just kind of a situation where you guys can think through and think, what would I do in this situation? And then you can go and try that in a simulator and see exactly what you would do. But I'll bring up some really interesting challenges for you guys to try. That's something that I want to start doing with AviatorCast, so that'll start next week. So your action steps, I guess, if you will, is to go sign up for Aviator 101. Again, go to aviatorcast.com for this episode, episode 7. You can also go to flyaoamedia.com/aviator101, and that's the number one, not the not the spelled out one. So Aviator 101, and you can sign up there. Really easy, really simple. And we'll get you started. So just in closing out this show, I want to give credit to Atrocilus for the great music. You guys can check them out on Facebook. If you like their Facebook page, you can actually get this aviation-themed music album for free. Also, a much bigger thanks to the crew here at Angle of Attack. These guys are awesome. They keep things running every day behind the scenes so that I have more time to come in here and do things like AviatorCast and keep you guys progressing and keep me progressing and keep sharing and enjoying this passion of for aviation that we have together. So the crew here at Angle of Attack, they're just awesome. These guys are so, so great. All right, also, above and beyond this, if you have any questions about this episode, or you want to get in direct contact with me, if you have a question or a comment, you're always welcome to email me. Just email me at me@aviatorcast.com. That goes straight to my mailbox, and you can get a hold of me that way. Also, if you like AviatorCast, please leave an honest review on iTunes. This helps others know what our podcast is like, if it's worth their time, and it also helps us know, or rather me know, how I can improve the show and make it better in the future. For example, you know, doing this Aviator 101 thing and doing the scenario-based training coming up is something that has come from experiencing the reviews that come in and what you guys say and how you interact. So that's really important. If you can leave a review and leave an honest review and also rate us on their high, if you feel you want to do that, feel free and go ahead. I just love these reviews. Not only do they help us improve the show, but they also help others know just how great the show is. Also, if you want to get updates on every single episode of AviatorCast, just go and subscribe at flyaoamedia.com or over at aviatorcast.com. Really simple to do that. Just punch in your email top right. And if you are just getting started with your flight training or flight simulator training, you can check out Aviator 90. That is our free basic course on how to fly. Essentially, 45 episodes. It's almost the whole private pilot course, if you will. And we also have a course on instruments, and that's a great one. That's called Aviator Pro. You can also fly many of the world's popular jets virtually with our training products for the 737, 747, 777, and MD-11. You can check all those out over at flyaoamedia.com. And there's actually a new page there that says start here. And that'll give you an idea of what we do here at Angle of Attack and exactly, you know, what can help you or what is the best place to go. All right, so that's it for this episode of Aviator Cast. I'm really excited for Aviator 101, guys. I can't wait. So make sure you go ahead and go sign up for that. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. We are truly grateful to have you here, part of our Angle of Attack community, and so engaged in this wonderful passion for flying things. Until next time, throttle on.
5-8 is ready. 5-8 is the shoreline. Turn left heading 235. Maintain 2000. Runway 25 right. Clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff. 25 right. United 580.